In East Palestine, Ohio, the mayor says toxic chemicals from a train derailment this month are being cleaned up, and he says it's going well. The town is now seeing health clinics set up and well water being tested. But some residents are not so sure about official assurances that the air and the water are safe. Let's talk now to someone who experienced a similar train wreck and chemical release that happened 9 years ago in the town of Paulsboro, New Jersey, on the Delaware River. Tracy Carluccio is deputy director of the Delaware River Keeper Network. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Scott.
So the circumstances of the 2012 chemical release near you in Paulsboro, New Jersey, were a little different. It was a spill rather than chemicals burning into the air. But what was it like that day?
It was a disaster for the town, for the emergency responders, and for the region. And that's because there was really a lack of preparedness on the part of everybody to deal with this. Residents in Paulsboro were exposed by breathing in vinyl chloride, and most were exposed in the first few hours. And during those critical hours, action wasn't taken that should have been taken. So more people were exposed and first responders were exposed.
And vinyl chloride is, of course, the chemical that is assumed to be spreading in East Palestine, Ohio. As far as Paulsboro, New Jersey, in the end, what were the health effects on people living nearby?
250 people went to the emergency room seeking medical care afterwards. This is a small town similar to East Palestine, actually, in size, but it's more densely populated. And one of the problems in the response was that they did not use air dispersion modeling in order to set the red zone, which is the area that needs to be evacuated. The company, in this case, it was Conrail, not Norfolk Southern, refused to share what's called the train consist with the local responders. And that train consist told them what was actually on the train, what were in the cars that fell into the creek, and the one vinyl chloride car that burst open. And that delay meant that they did not have the information they need to properly evacuate.
In the end, I gather a number of people had lung and breathing problems longer term?
Short term, there was definitely immediate impacts, and those included difficulty breathing, eye and throat irritation, nausea. In terms of long-term impacts, I think you probably have heard that vinyl chloride is linked to a rare liver disease, a type of cancer. And that might not show up for 10, 20 years down the road. And this is really the legacy of trauma for the Paulsboro community. Many of them wonder, you know, am I going to get cancer down the road? Are my children going to get cancer in the future? And this is a trauma that still hangs over the town of Paulsboro.
It's too soon.
It's too soon. Yeah. It takes time for cancers to show up.
People in Ohio have been posting video of a chemical sheen on creeks in East Palestine. Here's some sound from Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio.
Something I just discovered is that if you scrape the creek bed, it's like chemical is coming out of the ground. Can you come here? And let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're going to see this on the camera, but watch this. Just see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting.
Tracy, several thousand fish have died. As a river keeper, what is your concern about the water and the ecology in East Palestine right now?
It's horrifying. And we don't know whether the fish kills will continue, whether the web of life is disrupted because the creatures that live in the bottom of the creek that are food for the fish have been destroyed. It can take years, a decade, for that to be restored to a waterway. And then, of course, you have the tremendous worry and the very real prospect of contamination of water supply. And it's important that they're sampling now to find out whether there is an existence of some of these chemicals and some of the other chemicals that were released in Ohio on the well water and the town's water. But pollution can move slowly through the groundwater. It takes time to percolate through the soil down into the groundwater and then make its way to a well. So they're going to need to do rigorous sampling of drinking water around for years to come in order to make sure that the vinyl chloride and the other chemicals released are not going to make it into their water supply and affect their health.
Tracy Carluccio is Deputy Director of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. Tracy, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.